This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's talk a little Virginia politics with Bob Holsworth. He's the founder and president at virginiatomorrow.com and joins us every Monday to keep us updated and informed about what the heck is going on in state politics. Bob, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Coy. How are you today?
Very good. We got some breaking news out of Richmond about some big stuff going on. What's all this about?
Well, what's just happened this afternoon is that the Speaker has called for an ethics investigation surrounding the issues of Phil Hamilton and that job at Old Dominion University, and whether or not Hamilton actually was, as these emails seem to say now, angling for a position prior to the time he actually used his legislative influence to help obtain funding for the center at ODU. So what has also happened now is that the entire Democratic ticket, starting first with Steve Shannon, then moving to Cree Deeds and Jody Wagner, have called for Hamilton's resignation. And so what that means is that the Democratic ticket is really trying to make this issue of Hamilton and public ethics and potential misuse of influence for personal gain a critical, crucial issue in this election. And the nature of the campaign is really changing as we speak.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Let's back up for a minute, Bob. Who is Delegate Phil Hamilton?
Phil Hamilton is one of the more powerful members on the House Appropriations Committee. He's a Republican from Newport News who over the years has won in the district. That's actually a Democratic-leaning district. He's gained a lot of bipartisan support. He has a lot of respect in the legislature. He's one of the more active, energetic, and absolutely dedicated guy. Works probably 100 hours a week sometime on legislative business. And what happened is that Hamilton has a part-time position paying about $40,000 a year at an education center at ODU. And when he was asked about this position, he said that he had not made funding of that center in the legislature an issue that was related to his employment. And what happened is that the Democrats put out a FOIA request, and so did a number of papers, and in the email trail that came out, it becomes clear that Hamilton, prior to the time the center was funded, is actually requesting a position in the center and saying that he wants to know from ODU whether or not they intend to proceed with offering him this part-time position. And what happens is that that email trail contradicted Hamilton's own public statements suggesting that he had not done that.
So at the very least, we have the appearance of impropriety.
Right, and Hamilton himself admits that. He says that, he doesn't recall the emails. He said he didn't even remember that time frame. He said, but the emails are the emails, he said, and my name's attached to that. So he has admitted he's made a mistake. Many Republicans, particularly the Attorney General candidate Ken Cuccinelli and Speaker Howell, have said they were very disappointed with Hamilton, but they don't think that he should resign. And what's now happening is that Democrats are making Hamilton's letter of resignation a line in the sand. There's one little complication here, Coy, however, is that one of the persons who agreed with what the Speaker and Ken Cuccinelli said, that at the end of the day this should be up to the voters in Newport News, was a statement that Governor Kaine made yesterday.
Goodness gracious. So this is really something. And Delegate Phil Hamilton, for folks who don't really follow this stuff, he's arguably one of the top five most powerful Republicans in Richmond, right?
Oh, absolutely. And probably one of the top five legislators respected on both sides of the aisle, typically, as well. He's a person very well known in the healthcare arena, in the education arena. He knows the ins and outs of policy. He knows the ins and outs of assembly process. He certainly was seen as being absolutely in line for chair of the House Appropriations Committee, which is one of the major, most powerful positions in the entirety of Virginia state government. So Hamilton was really, an absolutely powerful individual who was still a rising star. And now he is essentially, he happened to do this, and he happened to pick an election year where there's a gubernatorial election to have this happen. And I think the Democrats have smartly decided, lagging in the polls, here's an issue where we can draw a line of distinction between us and the Republicans on what they're going to call public ethics. And this isn't going away for a couple of days, let me tell you.
So they have him on the record with his emails that were FOIA'd saying, you know, I can get you this public money out of Richmond to create this center at ODU. Oh, by the way, you're going to give me a job when I get you this money.
A part-time job. Now let me just try to put it forward this way, that Hamilton had been interested in these kind of centers for teaching improvement for some time, and that the state was going to fund a number of them around different universities around Virginia. And Hamilton, given his position in House Appropriations, could be a strong supporter of this. But he was then given a part-time job at basically $40,000 a year, so it wasn't an absolutely munificent job, but it's a nice-paying job for part-time work.
Heck yeah.
And he was given that job, and he basically said that there was no quid pro quo here at all, that in fact the timing was such that the job offer came after the funding. And what we have in these FOIA requests are letters from Hamilton prior to the time these are funded, noting to the ODU president at the time, Roseanne Runtom, that in fact he would be very interested in a professional opportunity at the center. At one time, in fact, there's even a communication about the dollar amount where he says that he would need $37,500, but more would be appreciated.
Amazing. Wow. It's amazing what comes out in a FOIA request, isn't it, Bob?
It can be really amazing.
So is the clock ticking now to the announcement that Hamilton will make that he's leaving ODU and quitting that job?
Well, he's already done that. That Hamilton's a very savvy individual. He understood as soon as these emails came out the damage that they could do not only to him but to others. So he immediately resigned his ODU position. ODU put an announcement out that they were severing ties to Hamilton as an institution. And then what Hamilton did this weekend was that he went door-to-door in his district, apologizing to people if they questioned him and basically telling them why he wanted to remain their delegate, and that he's obviously made a mistake, but that he's going to work very hard to rectify that and to keep representing his district.
Yeah, of course, he's running for re-election, yeah.
Right, and the Democrats have actually a credible opponent against him, a woman named Robin Abbott, who's been raising money. Hamilton was considered the favorite because he does have this degree of bipartisan support. But now that race itself obviously is heated up. But what's more important, I think, and I thought I saw this coming when I saw Shannon make this statement yesterday, is that the Democrats, lagging in all of these polls statewide by about double digits, have decided that they now have a statewide issue, particularly when they saw that the Republicans, particularly Speaker Howell and Attorney General candidate Cuccinelli, were not making a statement that Hamilton should resign, but in fact were making something to the contrary. Now, Bob McDonnell is on board, I think, saying this. He's essentially said that he's very, very disappointed in what Hamilton has said, how Hamilton has done, and that he thinks that public servants have to uphold the highest standards of integrity. He hasn't said that Hamilton should resign, but I'm not quite sure he's gone so far as to say that he should remain. So my sense is that McDonnell probably has a little wiggle room, but I think in the next few days, everyone's going to have to take a stand. Now that Wagner, Deeds, and Shannon has taken stands, it's going to be imperative for Cuccinelli, Bowling, and McDonnell to say yes or no on the resignation issue. Some people are going to suggest, I think, given the investigation that the Speaker has going, wait for the outcome of the investigation. Whether that will play or not politically, however, is really an open question, particularly given the fact that you already have these emails out there.
Yeah. We're talking with Bob Holsworth, founder and president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. It's a must reading for anyone who wants to follow Virginia politics and know the very latest about what's going on in Richmond and around the Commonwealth. Bob, if you're Phil Hamilton and you find that these emails have been released and Looks like you were gaming for a job, and you're under an ethics inquiry. I would want that done over as soon as possible, wouldn't you? Because if he's running for office, he doesn't want to be running as the guy that's being investigated for ethics.
Well, he's going to be known as that guy no matter what. And the real question is going to come down to, for Phil Hamilton, I think there are two questions. The first is, you know, what's the sense of the voters in his district? Are they angry, as so many other people are right now, at public figures and what they think has been breaches of public trust? Or at the end of the day, are they somebody who says that, you know, Phil made a mistake, he screwed up, but he's really our guy, he's a good guy, and he's really been helpful to our district over the years? So Hamilton would hope that the issue really would come down to the judgment of the voters in his district, because he thinks that he's developed some ties and attachments to them. He hasn't been a detached legislator in any way that would enable him to win re-election. His dilemma, however, is that I'm not sure it's just up to Phil Hamilton right now, because you have these three statewide Republican candidates who I think are probably caucusing with their advisors tonight and really recognizing that the Democrats are going to make this into a statewide issue, and that if they want to defend Phil Hamilton, they're going to have to recognize that there's a new issue in the campaign today that they had never even considered as recently as a week ago, Coy.
So one of the messages now of the Democrats running for office statewide in Virginia this year is that vote for us because we're the ethical party, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that what's happening now? They're sort
of, I think that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. And what's fascinating about this, Coy, of course, is that it appeared that the Republicans had already made issue of their own, you know, a little while ago with the mess that we spoke about at the Virginia Information Technology Agency at VITA.
Yeah.
That was initiated originally by Mark Warner and has been run by under the Kaine administration since. And you would have thought that the Republicans would have been hollering even more about VITA. Now, here's what I think. I think if the Democrats continue to persist in this line of argument, which they will, they'd be politically foolish probably not to. My sense is that you're going to hear a lot more about the Republicans about VITA. You'll probably hear calls for the Governor Kaine to resign because of his out-of-state travel, because you can't run a statewide campaign and cede the moral high ground to the other side.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. So this will continue, certainly. We haven't heard the last of this. We'll be talking about this for a while. This is just really fascinating.
Yeah, this is a brand new issue, and the Democrats are going to take it to the bank, they hope. And they're going to continue until all the Republicans go on record one way or another. And everybody in the media, Coy, now has to put every statewide candidate on record about yes or no on resignation. There's no more wiggle room here.
Yeah.
You're either for it or you're against it. The Democrats all say he should resign. The Republicans are going to have to come up with a position, I believe, by tomorrow.
Yeah, and very smart of them to launch an ethical inquiry, because now the answer can be, geez, well, let's let the process work out. There's an inquiry currently going on, and I don't want to speak and get out ahead of anything.
That's what they're going to say. As I said, if there hadn't been this email trail, I think they might have been able to, stick with that. It's going to be difficult to do so, I think, given the fact that they're going to be asked again and again about this issue. And, I think there's going to be a Republican candidate or two who may eventually say, you know, I really like Phil Hamilton, but I'm not going to go down defending it.
Yeah. We are talking with Bob Holsworth. It's Monday afternoon, so we're talking a little Virginia politics. Bob Holsworth, of course, the founder, editor, president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, let's talk about an essay that was recently posted to your site by Tony Lee, who's done some great work, some great writing there. He wrote an essay called Why the Deeds Campaign Isn't Working. What was this about?
Well, you know, Tony is kind of a Republican-leaning analyst, and what he argues essentially is that the Deeds campaign has yet to really develop an effective message, that for a long time it was going to run as kind of Warner-Kaine Democrats, but Kaine and Obama are not as popular today, and that Deeds' effort to kind of recast the message on Friday, he doesn't think was going to be very, very successful. On the other hand, I also have an essay by Barney Day, who thinks, as he calls it, that Deeds has his mojo back, that he is, starting to hammer McDonald on places where he's vulnerable, such as support for economic development funding in distressed areas in Virginia. And he thinks that at the end of the day, McDonald's effort to move to the center won't be successful under a Democratic onslaught. My sense is that until all this ethics stuff came up, McDonald's been cruising pretty easily here. But this has thrown a little wrench into the works here. And I think in the next day or so, it's going to be very interesting to see how Bob McDonald handles this. Because if he ultimately comes out in support of Hamilton in any way, or any way that can be construed that way, you can expect Deeds and the Democrats to hammer it home and hammer it home on commercials.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be really challenging for the Republicans, because this is a very easy story to get. It's not at all complicated. You know?
No, it's fairly easy, and because you have these emails out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not so complicated. And what complicates it for the Republicans is that people really like Phil Hamilton for the most part. There are some Republicans who haven't, because they've often thought he's a little too bipartisan, that he's gotten along with the Democrats a little too well, that he's a little too ambitious. But the fact is that people in the district have genuinely liked the guy. He's been a very effective legislator. He's not somebody who people in the process all dislike at all.
Right.
And so there's a degree of tragedy to all of this as well.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Before we let you go, Governor Kaine announced last week more budget cuts. And, let's be honest, whoever wins the governor's mansion this fall and takes office next January is probably going to announce even more. But you wrote recently of the political implications of these truly historic budget cuts that we're facing across the state, and that will have huge impact here in Charlottesville with the University of Virginia.
Well, the governor's asked all state agencies to produce cuts of 5, 10, and 15%. And what typically happens in these cuts is that even if they try to reduce the impact on colleges and universities, it's often very difficult to do so politically. K-12, for example, doesn't have tuition to charge. So what often happens is that the colleges and universities often feel that they really have to, pay the of this. John Casteen, on a number of occasions, I think, has noted that, UVA has gone from being, a state university, state-assisted university, largely because so many private funds now have to be used to support the university and the medical center and those kind of matters. So, all the universities and all the state agencies are just wondering what's going to happen to them when the cuts actually get announced in September. And, and students, of course, are going to be concerned about whether tuition rates will wind up going up even further and more dramatically. That, this year there were some stimulus dollars that reduced the extent of those cuts or the extent of those tuition increases. But what's going to happen 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the road when those stimulus dollars go away, is really going to be a serious issue for Virginia higher education. So you have all the candidates right now saying they want to spend more money on higher education, but the actual reality is everybody is talking about a very sizable cut.
Bob Holsworth is the founder and president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. He joins us every Monday afternoon to talk a little Virginia politics. Bob, always enjoy it. Have a great week.
You too, Coy. Take care. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.